I want to give this to you, saints. It's a song that got released this week. Why don't you just pass it around? The brother who's been so burdened to bring the saints into a proper handling of the word. I think you know our brother Minoru. In fact, he just had a conference with Irvine and then with the working saints in the Bay Area. His particular burden was on our keeping the word. As the church in Philadelphia, they have a little strength, not a lot of power, but a little strength and have kept the Lord's word. But how do we keep the Lord's word? So even in this, it's kind of even mysterious where you find it, but it's there. But he's written now three hymns, and every one of them has this interwoven into it. But the interesting thing about it, the focus is not Bible study, it's not prayer reading, it's the person. And the first one, I think we were kind of aware of, we talked about the gospel of the glory illumines the blind. There's the hidden word there. But this one is called O Morning Star. I'd like to kind of introduce it to you. So in he shared in the Itero, you know, also about the churches in Revelation. And there's this matter about the overcomer being given the morning star, right? And eventually, at the end of the Bible, the Lord is likened to this morning star. Well, in verse 4, I particularly enjoy this. It says, O morning star, spring forth from my heart's center as we attend to thy prophetic word. Amen. Glow as a lamp amidst apostate darkness until the morn arrives in all the earth. And that's from 2 Peter 1:19, which says where Peter, in his confronting of apostasy at the end of the church age, says, but we have a prophetic word made more firm, to which you do well to give heed as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawn and the morning star rises in your hearts.
Amen.
So as we're talking about having a time with the Lord or having a time in the Word, we're not talking about just Bible study. We're not just talking about checking off boxes for Bible reading. I don't care if you read one verse, if you read a chapter. If we don't touch Christ as the morning star, we haven't gotten to the core yet.
Yeah.
So I just introduced this to you. Maybe we can try to sing it. It's 555 in the hymnal. The tune is. It's a very classic tune from probably the 1800s at minimum.